Hello, I'm Claire Castle. Thank you for joining us for a week-long series of podcasts about our native pollinators, brought to you by the Fish and Wildlife Service, an agency of the United States Department of the Interior. Today is Monday, June 23rd, and Valerie Fellows, wildlife biologist and public affairs specialist, shares some insights into a unique natural pollinator resource, native bees.
The United States is home to a tremendous diversity of life, and that diversity is not just limited to birds, fish, and other vertebrate species. In a very real sense, much of the entire web of life, not only in the United States, but worldwide, is held together by a special group of animals. These are the pollinators. For most plant species to reproduce, pollen must be transferred from the male to the female parts of flowers. For some plants, such as grasses, pollen transfer can be accomplished by the wind. But most flowering plants require pollen to be transported between flowers by bees and other pollinators for fertilization to occur. It is this process of pollination that results in the production of seeds from which other plants will grow and the species is perpetuated. Pollinators are essential for maintaining not only healthy populations of plants, but entire ecosystems. They also directly benefit mankind, enhancing the productivity of orchards, many agricultural crops, and our backyard vegetable and flower gardens. Now, most of us know something about pollinators. For example, honeybees are familiar to everyone. But honeybees are not the only pollinators we rely upon. And by the way, honeybees are not native to the United States. Their origins are in Europe and Africa. There are many other pollinators that are native to North America, and these include members of the world's most popular and familiar insects, the butterflies. There are other pollinators that may not be so familiar, such as hummingbirds and some species of bats. Flies, beetles, and moths are also part of our nation's pollinator communities. However, the most important group of insect pollinators are our native bees, and there is an astonishing diversity of these creatures. To date, nearly 4,000 species of bees have been identified by scientists that are native to the United States. These insects range in size from less than 1/8 of an inch to more than 1 inch in length. Do we know how many bees there are and where they live? The short answer is no. In the spring of 2006, U.S. Geological Survey biologist Sam Droege conducted a survey on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Carolina Sandhills National Wildlife Refuge, located in South Carolina. In just 2 days of surveying, he found 56 bee species. 20 of them had never before been recorded in South Carolina. At the Pinnacles National Monument in California, a survey conducted in 2000 revealed an astonishing presence of over 400 species of native bees. The diversity of these bees in this location represents more than 10% of all the known species in the United States. Our native bees also come in a variety of colors, from dark brown or black to metallic green or blue, and many have stripes of red, white, orange, or yellow. The common names of many bees reflect the way they build nests. Leafcutter bees use leaf fragments to create nest cells for their young in soft, rotted wood, or in the stems of large, pithy plants. Digger bees make their nests in the soil like bumblebees. And mason bees use mud to seal their nests, which are found in rotting wood. Carpenter bees make tunnels in wood, including lumber to make their nests. These bees are often seen flying around house rafters, porches, and wooden fences. Our native bees can be broadly divided into two groups by their lifestyles. These are the social and solitary bees. The familiar honeybee, or Apis mellifera, which is their scientific name, are social bees, but as we mentioned, this species is not native to America. Of those approximately 4,000 species of bees that are native to the United States, only about 45 species of bumblebees and another 50 species known as sweat bees are social insects. By far, most native bee species are classified as solitary. Each female makes her own nests, lays eggs, and provides food for her larva. The nest may consist of one or more cells. A cell is the chamber where a single egg is deposited. There is no worker caste as with social bees. Solitary native bees may sometimes be found nesting together in great numbers when a good nesting area is found. This is not social behavior. The bees are only sharing or aggregating at a good nesting site, and each female makes her own nest. While solitary bees generally live for about a year, we normally only see the active, adult stage of its life, which usually lasts for only 2 to 4 weeks. There are many places where you can observe native bees. The best time to observe is when the day is sunny and the temperature above 70 degrees. Though some species may become active as early as late February if temperatures are unusually warm, most native bees are out and about by mid-April. Some species of bees will remain active until the fall. The greatest diversity and abundance of bees typically occurs in midsummer. If you decide to observe these unique and important animals, you might want to take your binoculars along. Books have been written about observing butterflies and dragonflies in this manner. Why not bees? For the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, I'm Valerie Fellows.
This podcast is a product of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, a partner with the North American Pollinator Protection Campaign and the Pollinator Partnership. Tomorrow, we will talk about endangered pollinators and endangered plants.